Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2260 is the fee bill for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The fee increases included in this bill were assumed as to have passed in the budget that you just passed out of subcommittee yesterday. You should have a packet before you that has the fiscal impact statement for the bill. That includes a fiscal impact statement of two proposed amendments, the Dash 2 and Dash 3 amendments, that were approved by the co-chairs for your consideration today.
Okay. We got to talk long enough until Senator Duke gets back.
Well, I can briefly describe what the amendments do, Mr. Chair. The Dash 2 amendment would create a new non-resident hunting license to hunt migratory waterfowl and upland birds for three consecutive days and charge $20. Currently, there is no such three-day fee. A non-resident would have to buy a full hunting license to hunt in the state of Oregon. The projected cost of this change to the department is estimated to be a loss of about $350,000 in revenue for 0305. There's also an issue with the timing of getting the changes put into the computer system. With the move, the department is contracting with a private provider to make changes necessary to implement House Bill 2260. But this would be an additional change. Having discussed this with the department and with legislative council, we believe that the department has the authority, the commission has the authority to wait to approve the new fee until July 1 of 2004 in time for the hunting season. And therefore, if they were to wait and to enact the new fee until that time, the department would be able to make the necessary computer changes within their existing budgeted staff for information technology. That is, in a nutshell, the Dash 2 amendments. The Dash 3 amendment is an amendment that would change the non-resident outfitters and guides fee or license. This would reduce it some. I believe that the fee was begun in 1997 and was set as double the normal non-resident fee because of the fact that the persons getting such fees were guaranteed tags. With this change, the Oregon's non-resident outfitter and guide license for elk and for deer would be higher than most other states, including Montana, which is a competitor state for these types of activities. So there is amendment has been proposed to reduce that fee for elk to $665 from $720, which is in the original bill, and for deer to $450 from $526 for deer in the original bill.
That's it?
That's it.
I'd like to add that there was some discussion about raising the three-day license to more than $20 in consultation with some stakeholders and with Senator Harper, who brought that amendment to us. He wished that we not change it from $20. So,
Mr. Chair, could I ask,
Senator Duke,
what's an annual fee for migratory waterfowl and upland birds? What's the cost?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Lindsey Ball. I'm the director of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. With me today is Chris Carter, our economist, who put together the worksheets that you have before you on the projected revenue issues.
Mr. Chair, Chris Carter, economist with the department. I'm sorry, I missed the question.
The question was the annual fee for birds.
Yeah. What? How much is
the non-resident bird stamp, which is good for Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes? The non-resident bird stamp is for both waterfowl and upland bird. Unlike for the residents, it's $30 plus the agent fee of $1.50.
They're not saving much, Mr. Chair. Fine with me. I mean,
got this one beefed up. Okay.
Is the committee ready for a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dukes.
There you go. I'll move the dash two amendments to House Bill 2260.
You've heard the motion to approve the dash two amendments. Is there discussion? Yes, Representative Krieger.
I should, Mr. Chair. I can't figure how we get a $300,000 impact based on $10. We don't have that many non-resident bird hunters. Something's wrong. Does that include a difference in license fee also?
It came in.
Yeah, yes. Mr. Chair, Representative Krieger, the difference comes from the reduction in the license fee that they would pay under 2260, which would be $75, versus the $20 that they would pay under the proposed dash two amendments, and assuming a January 1 implementation date. With the July implementation date, it would go down some more than that.
So we're actually losing $55, not 10.
So, but excuse me, the $30 non-resident bird stamp would still be a requirement.
Yeah.
So you'd have to buy both that three-day non-resident license and that.
But, Director Ball, we're assuming that the commission will not implement this until July 1. Is that accurate?
To defer the cost of programming at $175,000. We assume that the commission would not require the agency to implement until July of 2004. In addition, to make sure that the committee understands, currently there is not a daily hunting license allowed. It is you just normally walk in and buy a non-resident license if you're going to hunt in Oregon today, and that's $75.
That's key.
That's what creates the impact
fiscally. Further discussion? Objection? Motion carries. Senator
Duke. Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2260.
Oh, we need the dash three. We just did the dash two.
I know. I thought we weren't doing the dash threes.
What? I thought we were. It's a recommendation.
The recommendation yesterday was neutral.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I believe the co-chair said that it was the pleasure of the subcommittee to entertain both the dash two and dash three amendments.
Mr. Chair, I've had a couple of conversations since then, and I
have
to find anybody on our side.
Let's recess just a second. And I'd like all the committee. Duke. Would you rather somebody else made this motion?
No, Mr. Chair. I'll move the -3 amendments to House Bill 2260.
Okay, thank you. You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion?
Let's finish here.
The look on the senator's face matches Representative Morgan's yesterday.
Okay. Any other discussion? Objection? Motion carries. We need the big motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2260 as amended to full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection to the motion. Motion carries. And Representative Krager, would you like to carry this to the full end of the House?
Okay.
And I will carry it to the floor of the Senate.
Mr. Chair.
That's right. Yes, Senator Representative.
I know that the moment for discussion came and went, and I apologize for kind of letting my mind wander. I at one time there was discussion about what the potential source of the fees would be, and there was debate about the governor's budget. It is my understanding at this point in time that all of that is off the table to use the fee money to backfill any other general fund. The fee money now is limited to habitat and things that those that pay the fees are interested in seeing funded, and I just wanted to make sure that that was on the record clearly.
Thank you. Well noted. So we'll close the work session on House Bill 2260, open the public hearing on House Bill 2259. Staff present the bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, House Bill 2259 would extend the license surcharge for the Fish Restoration Enhancement Program. The surcharge is currently scheduled to end December 31st of 2003. This bill would extend that sunset until December 31st of 2009. There are no amendments for your consideration on this bill.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone signed up?
Oh, sure.
Signed up. I have a letter from Charles Woosley in support of the bill. Please let the record show that. Do you have a copy of that?
Yes, I can.
All committee members should have a copy of that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, introduce.
Are we in work session?
No, but we will be. Close the public hearing, open the work session on House Bill 2259.
Mr. Chair? Good program. It's done a lot of good work over the years, and I would move House Bill 2259 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Committee, you've heard the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Motion carries. We need carriers. Representative Krager, would you like to do both on that? And Senator Duke, would you like to carry on the Senate?
Taxing my
home folks.
Yeah, that's everyone. Okay.
Thank you. With that, we'll close the work session and adjourn the committee meeting.
That was a quick.